Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head. your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio National Jerky Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
National Loving Day.
What's the big idea?
Peanut Butter Cookie Day. That's what we'll stick with. I can go with that one. I don't know. Some people are going with the Call Your Doctor Day, and some like the Red Rose Day. But again, Peanut Butter I'm the host, so I get to just call it out. Peanut Butter Cookie Day today. Throw a little chocolate in there. Glad to see that one. Matt, good to see you with us. Hope you're doing better, Matt, buddy. Steve, glad to see you with us. Chris, good to see you with us as well. Tina, glad to have you on the broadcast with us all this morning. Checking out the markets this morning. We are watching those for you as we do every day right here on Ron Siegel Radio. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 22 points. Oil, 3 cents per barrel. We're looking at the 10-year Treasury as well because that is the leading indicator for, I know, it's not quite the 10-year Fannie Mae bond, but the 10-year Treasury up just a little bit, 1 basis point, 2.964. That is where we are. Not a lot of gains in the market today. It's pretty interesting. The all attention leaving the summit in Singapore, moving to the central bankers, the Federal Reserve, and their announcement that'll come out tomorrow is the Fed's announcement. So we're going to be watching that one very, very closely to see what they have to say. It's pretty much a given. I think everybody's pretty much baked in the idea that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates by a quarter of a point. The question mark will be, what will they have to say other than that interest rate increase of a quarter of a point? That's the big thing. Are they going to talk about 2 more rate hikes this year, 3 more this year? What are the comments going to be? That'll be where the focus is with the Federal Reserve. What is their commentary? Now, if you've been watching the bond market, I've been telling you, you've got to be real cautious as to when you lock your family's home loan as opposed to just letting it float there and wait a little bit. There are times when you do both. What does that mean, I guess, is really for most people, is what does it mean to float your home loan or lock your home loan? So if you're out looking at shopping and buying a new home, there are times when you want to lock that loan in right away. Now, our friends over at Gold Star, they're a big proponent on locking the loan right away because if the interest rates drop significantly, they can help get you some of that. They'll what they call renegotiate the rate lock. But you're protected on the upside, so that's a big benefit right there. Love the idea of being protected on the upside even if the markets go against you. But the other side of that step is, if the rates go down, how are you going to handle that part of it? So what are you doing there? That's the big issue. I think we got to get some sound effects going off here, guys. So what are we doing? Where do we go with that part of it? How do we deal with the issue of the rate lock? And a rate lock is nothing more than a reservation for money, reservation of money. Does not mean you have to take that lock, but basically your lender is saying, I need $250,000, I need $500,000 for Mr. and Mrs. Jones for the property on 123 Main Street. And as of right now, we're looking at a 30-year fixed rate loan. Okay, so does that mean you can't change it to a 15-year? Well, you know me, I would never recommend a 15-year loan. I don't think there's ever a good time for a 15-year loan. I understand there are some people that like the idea of being debt-free. There's some places where they're going to recommend the idea of being debt-free. I don't like it, and I'll tell you why I don't like it. If you were in Knoxville, Tennessee, where one of the big companies or one of the big radio guys is and is a big proponent of being totally debt-free, well, you got a $150,000 house, and if you wanted to have a 25% equity position, I never believed that. Maybe it's not as important to you to have that $112,000 in that arena. If you're a $1,000 house, that's $375,000. Do you want to have that sitting under your pillow doing absolutely nothing for you from an investment perspective? Or would you rather take that money and invest it into something that is safe and secure? Our friend Todd Halterman has some great investments for that. Think about that concept, making 6%. You know, and I can't give you the – I don't sell any of those products. I just know about them. I can't recommend for you. I'm not licensed to recommend them to you. I can recommend you talk to Todd. 6% versus a 5% interest rate right now, if you can get 5%, 4.75%, whatever the number might be, that's called arbitrage. So you're making the difference between A and B, lest you get any tax advantages that you might have. Maybe you don't get any tax advantages. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But the whole understanding that your money is working for you. If you can get your money working for you. Now, that 6% return on the product I was telling me about, by the way, it returned 20% last year because of some warrants that came with it. Will that happen every year? That's what we look at when we're looking at all these different numbers is what did happen, so what can happen in the future. If you understand that can happen in the future, you realize that, okay, what if I got 20% on money I'm paying 4 or 5% for? Makes it a good deal, doesn't it? It's like saying I can buy cards worth $5. See what I'm saying here? Now, you don't want to put that dollar under your pillow and just say, you know something, I'm never going to do anything. That's the thing about when they talk about being totally free. Having that money. That's better than your IUL, right? So, again, I don't sell them. You got to talk to him about those. Those are just different product strategies. You can put money in after. It depends on your situation. It earns money tax deferred, and it might even tax free. And we'll talk to you about those things in the weeks and days to come as well, because those are just different instruments you know about. I just share the ideas with you and let you know that there's another way of thinking. That's the big issue. I was at a seminar last week, and one of the keynote speakers there, that wasn't the biggie. The biggie was President Bush was there speaking to us. But there was another gentleman there, and his whole focus of his conversation was there's more than one way to think about things. If you keep on doing the same old, you get the same old, same old. Now, there are people out there that are interested in doing things different, so they don't have the 401k, they don't have the IRA, they don't have the SEP, but they have the IUL, which is a little bit different, earns more money, has better tax benefits, and you get to the same retirement advantages. Some people have retirement advantages. Some people say, you know something? I've got a passive income that I can look at. We've talked about that passive income just from your real estate and understanding how to deal with mortgages from the real estate standpoint. But we're going to talk today about buying versus renting. That was a big topic. I got a lot of questions about it yesterday, just because we touched on it just a little bit. So I figured, you know something, when I get a lot of commentary on certain things, those are the times I really want to focus on it. We're going to focus on, is now the time for you to rent a house because maybe you're not going to get the tax advantages that some other people thought you might. We'll talk about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk about ways you can erase your credit card debt, filing taxes after divorce, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. When is a good time to rent? People often ask if now is a good time to buy a home, but nobody ever asks whether or not it's a good time to rent. Regardless, we want to make certain that everyone understands that now is not a good time to rent. The Census Bureau recently released their 2018 first quarter median rent numbers. According to their report, and I posted a graph earlier showing rent increases from 1988 until today. Looks like Mount Everest, basically, if you look at the numbers. Median rent since 1988, about $340 in 1988. Median, again, national numbers, about $950 now. Yikes. As you can see, rents have steadily increased, showing no signs of slowing down. If you're faced with making the decision of whether or not you should renew your lease, you might be pleasantly surprised at your ability to buy a home of your own instead. The bottom line, one way to protect yourself from rising rents is to lock in your housing expense by buying a home. If you're ready and willing to buy, let's chat. Maybe we should talk about the idea of what you can afford. There's many, many times, I can't tell you how many times I have folks tell me, well, I didn't know that I could buy a house. I didn't realize that I could own my own home. My credit score isn't good enough. My income isn't good enough. And there's always a way of doing it. Maybe it's just not right at the minute. But you look at the different numbers. So I did a chart this morning as I was getting ready for the broadcast. And we looked at the idea of a $500,000 purchase versus renting. And we didn't do it in a cheap area. We did it for Anaheim or Orange County, California. The concept. We look at everything here. We basically figure out the rent numbers. And our rent numbers usually come out on a relatively conservative side. If you talk to most of the people that are in the rent world, you'll find out that our rent numbers are pretty small. How do we come up with the rent numbers? We look at the size of a property that one can buy at the price point, so $500,000 house. What is the area going to bring as far as a cost per square foot? And then we look and say, okay, what is the rental per square foot? And we multiply those and say, okay, if the cost per square foot for the area is X, and you've got $500,000 divided by X, that gives you a certain number of square feet. Now you multiply that times the cost per square foot in the area, and that gives you the rent. So here's how we did this. Came up, and I looked at 9 years. Why did I use 9 years? It varies from 9 to 10. But basically, 9 to 10 years is our holding period right now as far as on real estate. It had been from 1985 all the way until about 2007. Our holding period on owning the real estate was 6 years. From 2008 to 2017, it's gone up steadily, and it's flattened out right around 9 to 10 years. So we looked at this, based on a 4.75% interest rate, and I don't know if you'll qualify for that or not, but based on 4.75% interest rate, the principal and interest payment, $2,347. Property taxes, $731. Maintenance and repairs, $208. Comes out to $3,287 per month. Now, here's the beauty of that is it's going to be the same number year after year after year after year. Now, if we look at the rental side, right, you can rent right now at $2,322, the same similar type of a property, $35 for renter's insurance every month, $2,357. So that's obviously less than the $3,200, but let's look at that one step further. 9 years from now, that's going to go up to $3,188 and continue to rise. So the cash flow over that 9 year period is you're going to be spending $57,000, $57,506 more in cash out of pocket over that time period. But you have to remember, even though you're spending $57,000 more out of pocket, $76,000 of your $354,000 is going into forced savings. That's the amortization pay down of your loan, $74,000. So that number, I'm sorry, $76,110, right? So your $450,000 original loan, because we only put 10% down. So your $450,000 loan is now $373,890. So you're already just from the savings amount. Yes, cash out of pocket is $57,506, but you've saved $76,000. So you're already about $19,000 ahead on that money. Could you refinance your property and get that $57,000 back? Absolutely. I don't know that you want to do it at that point. Now, you're going to look at a tax benefit over the time period. Not a whole lot of tax benefit. Why? Well, because the standard deduction increased to $24,000. If you're in the right tax bracket to afford this property, you can only get about a $1,400 tax benefit from this purchase. So you're going to be getting, oh, what's that, about $150 a year, $140 a year in a tax benefit. I don't want to give you a snow job. There's a lot of people out there right now that are saying, oh, got to buy real estate because of the tax benefits of it. Well, with the new tax plan that just was signed into law at the end of last year, not as much tax benefit from buying this $450,000 or $500,000 house with a $450,000 loan. I don't give you snow jobs on Ron Siegel Radio. Some people do. That's not our way right here. The appreciation on the property. We use the forecasted appreciation per year of 5.37%. $500,000 home in 9 years is worth a little over $800,539. So you've got some nice appreciation there, $300,539 in projected appreciation. We don't guarantee that that's going to appreciate that way. We do know that over the last 43 years, we've had a 5.08 appreciation in Orange County. I can show you, tell you about the report card for Orange County, California. It tells us the median home price, $813,930. Over the last 43 years, we've had an average appreciation. This is all kinds of cycles. We had the cycles in the late 80s, early 90s. We had the dot-com bust of 2000. We had the real estate bust of 2007. All of those are calculated in here. But if you average out 43 years in Orange County, California, 5.08% appreciation. Now, the projected appreciation forecast for the next year, 6.95%. Cumulative over the next 5 years, 30.8%. So that $813,000 median home price in 5 years will be about $1,064,000. But I'll get back to the report card in just a minute because I want to get back to this rent versus buy analysis that we've been doing. So you've got that appreciation gain of $300,539. Now, if you sell, you don't have any gain on anything until you sell. So what would happen if you sold after 9 years? Well, don't forget, got to pay to sell it. You're going to have some expenses when it comes to selling the property. I put in high expenses, real estate commission, 6%, the other selling costs, $48,000 we're looking at to sell the property. So what is the net of this investment? So we've got the initial closing cost, $10,000. We've got the cash flow difference, $57,000. Cost to sell, $48,000. We've got the appreciation of $300,000. We've got the amortization that we've saved our money. We've been putting that savings account, forced savings, $76,000. We've got the tax benefits of $1,400. The net gain for buying a house over that 9 years, $262,521. Over 10 years, it would be $297,741. So over 10 years, and I'm just going to use $300,000 rounded up for the $200 difference. So you're looking at $300,000 in net gain in 10 years. $30,000 a year is your gain. Now you're talking about $36,000, throwing that away on rent. And I say throwing it away because you need to have a house to live in. But the bottom line is if you look at the buy versus rent, using every number that we can possibly imagine, yes, selling costs, buying costs, everything put in there, not giving you a fake tax benefit because over the 9 years, you're only looking at about $1,400 tax benefit if you're in the 22% tax bracket with a $24,000 standard deduction. You're not going to get a huge tax benefit. But again, 10 years, $300,000, I would say, what else are you going to do that's going to put a roof over your head and also give you a net gain of $300,000 to your net worth? Where else do you get that return on your $50,000 cash investment to start this off. $300,000 return in 10 years off that $50,000 you initially put into the property. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, ways you can erase credit card debt. We've got the Mortgage Minute coming up, filing taxes after divorce, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. You just need to get that fast pass loan approval. They're the only ones I know of that has the fast pass. Again, saving $10,000 to $50,000 potentially on the purchase of your home because the underwriting is all done. Same as cash offer, check box J4 on the California Residential Purchase Agreement. So what is happening in the mortgage world today? We look at that every every morning for you. I'm always watching that. I've got the monitors going on my screens all the time so I can get that information for you. And the mortgage-backed securities, they're not doing a whole heck of a lot this morning. It's a pretty quiet morning on the mortgage backs. We've been watching that one. We thought we might see a little bit more out of it today, but really has been a fairly quiet session as we look. The 10-year Treasury up one basis point. The 30-year Fannie Mae 4% bond down three basis points. Remember, when the bond goes down, interest rates are up, but it's only three basis points, so it's not a significant change in the markets. Don't worry about that one too much. I wouldn't be worried right there about a whole heck of a lot happening. But what's more important than always is to look at what is the underlying market, what's happening below the surface. So our stocks trading fairly, you know, not a whole lot of changes there. The summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is capturing the headlines today. Two leaders signed an agreement to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Both sides pledged to develop a new relationship and continue high-level negotiations as soon as possible. Sounds positive. North Korea has a history of going back on their word, so cautiously optimistic. U.S. economic news, the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation on the consumer level, showed that headline inflation increased by 0.2% in the month of May, which was in line with estimates. Year-over-year reading, however, increased from 2.5% to 2.8%, which is the fastest pace of inflation in 6 years. The core rate, which strips out food and energy prices, also rose by 0.2% month over month, which was also in line with expectations. On a year-over-year basis, core inflation increased from 2.1% to 2.2%, within one-tenth of a 10-year high. Within the report, energy prices jumped by 12%, led by, you guessed it, gasoline. Ow! Rent rose by 0.3% for the month and 3.6% year-over-year. Medical care costs were up 0.2% for the month, 2.4% year-over-year. The Fed focuses more closely on the PCE report. It will be interesting to hear what they have to say about inflation in tomorrow's Fed statement and press conference. The Small Business Optimism Index from the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, showed that optimism among small businesses rose by 3 points to 107.8 in May. This reading was the second highest level in the 45-year history of the survey. Almost all the components of the survey improved from last month. The CEO of the NFIB said that Main Street optimism is on a stratospheric trajectory thanks to recent tax cuts and regulatory changes. For years, owners have cautiously signaled that when taxes and regulations ease, earnings and employee compensation increase. Finding qualified workers remains the single most important business problem, which is starting to cause wages to rise. That's always a good thing. CoreLogic released their loan performance insights for March 2018, which shows that loans 30 days or more past due increased from 4.8% to 4.3%, or decreased from 4.8% to 4.3%. Seriously delinquent loans, which is defined as 90 days or more, also decreased from 2.1% to 1.9%. Additionally, seriously delinquent homes in foreclosure remain stable at 0.6%. Frank Nothaf, chief economist at CoreLogic, said unemployment and lack of home equity are two factors that can lead to borrowers defaulting on their mortgages. Unemployment is at the lowest level in 18 years, and for the first quarter, the CoreLogic equity report revealed that record levels of home equity growth, with equity per owner up $16,300 on average for the year ending March 2018. Couldn't agree more, coupled with strong appreciation. So we got the 30-year bond coming out later today. Mortgage bonds, I've told you, they're trading in the middle of the range. That's just technical stuff that you really don't care about. I can understand that part. The bottom line is we're going to really be sitting here pretty flat for a little while, I believe, in the interest rates, even though we're going to see the Federal Reserve increase short-term interest rates tomorrow. Remember, the Federal Reserve has no bearing on 30-year rates. They will have a bearing on the home equity lines of credit. They'll have a bearing on some credit card debt. They do have a bearing on that. That's the short-term instruments. But when we're looking at the longer term, your 30-year fixed-rate home loans, Federal Reserve doesn't really affect that too much. So we're not going to have to worry a whole heck of a lot in that area. And we're already seeing different things. We're seeing that in certain areas that if we can get a little bit of that money going, we're in good shape. Right? The investor is saying, you know something, now they're looking at our bonds and saying, you know, that makes sense to me to put my money into that Fannie Mae bond because I'm getting some sort of a return better than what they're seeing in the banks. We're also seeing that in some instances, the consumers, they're looking at alternative financing. What is alternative financing? That's the investor that looks at it and says, I'm willing to lend my money out to somebody that may not qualify under normal guidelines. What are normal guidelines? That would mean that they might have a foreclosure. They might have a bankruptcy. They're waiting for those two, the time period from bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale to elapse to getting into a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac traditional product. So they're holding off on that. Now, what they're doing is they're saying, I've accumulated my 20% down or 25% down. Can I go and get a loan? Well, the answer to that question is yes. You can go and get a loan right now, as long as you've got that 20 to 25% down, but it's alternative financing. The alternative financing is going to be at a higher price. Now, I chuckle sometimes when we look at what the higher price is, 8%, 9%, 10%. Well, I know that there's people that are watching us right now that were in the real estate market in the 80s like me who are 13, 14, 18% to buy their home. There are a lot of people that were in the real estate market in 2004, 2005, 2006 that were paying 7.5% interest to buy a home. Those are all fairly common numbers that we've all seen in the past. Well, the younger folks right now in the last 10 years used to seeing numbers in the threes, fours. So when they hear something that's in the 7 or 8, they don't realize that, you know something? It's still buying a piece of real estate. It's still getting your hat in the game. I shared with you that rent analysis before of $300,000. So maybe you only make $250,000 over 10 years. Is that so bad? Maybe you'd rather spend $300,000 on rent and have absolutely nothing for it. Just a thought for you, a different way of thinking about some of these different numbers. Let's go back to the Orange County, California real estate report card. And if you want a real estate report card for any county that you might be listening to us in, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. Let me know which county you're looking for. Orange County, we talked about the median home price, $813,930. We also talked about, here's an issue that we don't talk about very much. Why are real estate prices in Orange County, California going to continue to increase? Well, there are in the millennial group, ages 27 to 35, there's 87,600 buyers out there who are looking for homes. We need to meet the demand because of how many people are in a household, about 30,000 homes. We're only building 10,450 homes. 10,450. We've got a shortfall of 20,000 homes. So we've got more demand than we've got supply of properties. Think about that. And that's only based on a 55% home ownership rate and the percentage of singles versus couples that we see buying houses. Think about just some of these numbers where we're going. We've got a big shortage of homes. So what does that mean for prices? Supply and demand says prices have to continue going up. We also don't have anybody going to work. We're going to have people coming in for work. 3.23% is the unemployment rate in Orange County, California. Last year was 3.5%. 2016, 4.04. So we see our unemployment rate dropping while total employment in thousands is continuing to increase. So all those numbers are really good. Homes for sale down 8% year over year. We're about flat for the month. But there's 4,981 homes available for sale as of this report date, which I believe is as of the end of May. I have to look at exactly what, I'm sorry, that was March 2018, 4,981 homes for sale. Affordability, still looking good. Not as good as it was. We'll look at that one for sure. But it's still very, very affordable when you look at the median home price versus median income in the area. So those are all, and what is a median income? $86,114 median income for Orange County, California. Just a few numbers there. I know I throw a lot of numbers out at you. That's why we've got the broadcast recorded, and you can go back and listen to anytime you want the broadcast, see exactly what we had to say. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or you can go to ronsiegelradio.com, look in the archives, the broadcasts are all there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways you can erase your credit card debt. I know, Caprice, that you came up with, just don't spend more than you have. That's a good idea. That's after the fact, because there's a lot of people that have the debt now, and we need to figure out how we can help them get out of debt. So we'll talk about that when we come back. And filing taxes after divorce, all that and more. You can reach me anytime, off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866 775.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Ways you can erase credit card debt. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to handling credit card debt. Cheapest way for you to get rid of it might be more expensive for your neighbor and vice versa. Five ways you can erase your credit card debt. The list starts with the least less expensive method. Discover which option is best and most cost-effective for you. It also has to do with what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? Attack the debt with all your resources. This is the old-fashioned method. Won't cost you money, but it will take time and energy. The get-aggressive approach will be useful if you become organized and have some savings or income to direct toward your debt. You can start with these steps. Stop using your credit cards or credit card and rely on cash for essential expenses. Make a list of the amount of debt, interest rate, and minimum payment on each card. Use either the debt avalanche method or the debt snowball method to target one balance while making minimum payments on all other cards. With the debt avalanche method, you can use your extra money to pay off the balance with the highest interest rate first, or you can attack the debt with the smallest amount first by using the snowball method. Create or revise your budgets to include your debt payoff method while eliminating unnecessary expenses. That would be your Starbucks habit. Once your budget is in place, you'll have a better idea of whether you have the income and savings to catch up to your debt. Earning a raise at work, starting a side hustle, or receiving a big tax refund could help. You could even return or sell the stuff bought with your credit card. How about a little Uber or Lyft job on the side? If your interest rate is too high to manage and you don't have the means of keeping up with payments, let alone making extra ones, you might consider other options. Use a balance transfer card. If you have good to great credit, you can transfer the balance from your current card to a new one with a lower interest rate. Some cards offer limited time 0% annual percentage rates and don't charge fees on balance transfers during an introductory period. This method might seem counterintuitive because it continues your reliance on credit cards. However, the process is not wise or even possible for everyone. You'll need a strong credit score to be eligible for that kind of no-fee, low-rate card. Also, you want to make sure you have the savings or expected income to pay off the balance on your new balance transfer card before the 0% introductory APR period expires. Otherwise, back to square one. Before you open a new card, use a balance transfer calculator to ensure the math makes sense for your situation. Some calculators also can help you compare loan offers. You might even apply for a credit card consolidation loan. Credit card debt is especially difficult to repay because the interest rates are high, costing borrowers a lot. The average rate is 16.84% interest, according to Bankrate. One relatively cheap way to tackle your debt repayment is to replace it with a credit card consolidation loan, also known as a debt consolidation loan or a personal loan. Pay off your credit card balance with a new loan for the same amount, but at a lower interest rate. The rates on top personal loan companies start below 10%, and the fees are a little bit lighter. Enter information about your current debt and potential loan into a credit card consolidation calculator to check the amount you could save with this method. Other potential benefits of consolidation include making one monthly payment instead of different payments to credit card issuers, contending with a loan's fixed interest rate instead of credit card's variable rate, having a payoff debt date set by loan term instead of the never-ending cycle of credit card debt. You can also look at a debt consolidation loan if you've got equity in your real estate. Personal loans are also available for borrowers with bad credit. However, you'll likely need to find a creditworthy cosigner for the loan or put up collateral that would be seized if your repayment goes south. Enroll in a debt management plan. You might have tried to talk to creditors about lowering your interest rate, waiving fees, or settling your debt. If those efforts were unsuccessful, you could enroll in a debt management plan or program, DMP, that comes with the services of a credit counselor. A credit counselor can help you budget, create a plan to pay off your debt, and speak to your creditors on your behalf. Using a DMP, the counselor also would allow you to consolidate your debt into one monthly payment. A small state-capped monthly fee would be charged for this service. The American Consumer Credit Counseling Company, for example, charges monthly fees of $5 to $35. You don't need good credit to enroll in a DMP as you would for a balance transfer card or a personal loan. As with a personal loan, however, using a DMP could take 4 to 5 years to clear your debt. Be sure to find a company and a counselor via an organization such as Financial Counseling Association of America, which represents nonprofit counseling companies. Be wary of any debt relief company that promises to wipe away your debt immediately. It could be trying to scam you. Let me know. And the most drastic of all is declaring bankruptcy. Bankruptcy should be considered a last resort, especially because it's the most expensive way to get rid of your credit. But it's not the worst thing in the world. That is something you can check into. If you want more information on any of these, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Again, 800-306-1990. Remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.